All right. May God forgive us.
Allah Kashbar.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse.
Good evening.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse. Listen. I'm your host. My name's Pat Hilsman. I'm a fucking investigative journalist. I'm also a reverend. My co-host, Andrew.
Yes.
What's up?
How you doing? It's nice to see you.
I've honestly been better.
No? Why? What? What's wrong?
You doing okay? Just that I'm gonna... Well...
I mean, I know you've had some betrayals recently.
That's true. I have had some... Some betrayals, that's true.
I mean, like, they seem minor at first, but... They are there.
Is there a pattern developing?
It seems like it may.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
A mystery.
Who done it?
Yeah. That's well, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse. Hi, My name's Pat. You know, most hosts would barely even sign an autograph for you. They wouldn't even give it their all, you know? Most hosts wouldn't give a fuck. But earlier, I was in the bathroom, and I was thinking about the Apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about the Apocalypse so much that I felt as though I had shat myself.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I considered it very plausible that I had shat myself because of the Apocalypse, you know? So, listen, dear listeners. Listen, dear fuck swine. Name one other co-host that would fucking shit his pants for you.
Well,
none.
Let's correct that usage. This is Sophie St. Thomas, feminist sex reporter. She has shat her pants. She has shat her pants for the Apocalypse.
You hear that, listeners? You fucking sheep. You have a problem with a woman shitting her pants?
For her beloved podcast and friends?
Yeah. Tell more.
You have a problem with a modern woman shitting herself because of how much she loves the Apocalypse?
What if I even made myself with the use of an enema? Hold on. Salome.
Yes, come in.
You're on the air.
Come in. Yes, come in, Salome.
Hold on.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Speak up.
Let me in, douchebag.
I can't understand your crazy ramblings.
Let me the fuck in now.
What's she saying? I don't understand.
I have to rescue my fellow female co-host.
Guys.
Can she hear us?
No, it doesn't matter. Listen, y'all are listening to the Apocalypse. Yeah, my name's Pat. I'm the host of the Apocalypse, right? Holy shit. This is Andrew. He's one of my co-hosts.
They should know they're listening to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, they should.
It's
they click the button.
Also,
we gotta hang on.
This is their Sunday.
This wasn't an advertisement for penis enlargement pills.
This isn't an accident that you found yourself here.
You know, previously on the Apocalypse, something bad happened to Andrew.
Multiple times.
Yeah. But there's a loophole that saved our co-host's life. Emperor Cody. Look, it's our co-host, Salome Anderson, showing up just as we started after our beautiful music.
You look fantastic. Sophie looks fantastic for the record.
Sit down and speak into the fucking mic.
She needs headphones and a mic.
Well,
y'all
are going to have to share. Welcome to the Apocalypse. Hi, my name is Pat.
How long have you been on the air?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right, so what are we up on? What's up? What's up with the rocket?
I'm in charge of JBR's.
Who's JBR?
Let's get into that.
Oh, he's not here, and that's why we're charging him with contempt. Yep. And he might be. There's a mystery as to why he hasn't been here, but he might be charged with death.
Yes, he's been charged. Can you speak into the mic, please?
I have evidence and charts.
Yes, actual charges are being brought in.
On JBR's absence, which will lead us to deciding whether or not he should be charged for contempt with punishment, which is death.
Death! For contempt!
Death!
Has there been a manner of death chosen?
Speaking of death, guys, we're gonna have to do it previously. This is your Emperor God King, Cody. Tom's dead. Previously on the podcast.
Previously on the podcast.
Are here. Everybody's here.
Okay.
No.
Do you know what you have been convicted as?
What have I been convicted of?
State your name.
Andrew Shalavarala.
Before us stands Andrew, convicted of contempt of the Apocalypse.
No.
Contempt!
No. No.
State your punishment, Andrew. Since your tongue is so tied, I bring out Cody, the new emperor, translator, and word of Tom of the Massive Strong.
Who the fuck is Cody?
Hey, I'm your new fucking emperor.
What'd you do to Tom?
Don't ask about it. You don't want to know what I did to Tom to get here. But the fact is, I'm in power now.
And, oh my god.
I'm going to sentence you to forever permanent instant death.
Oh, my God.
For desecrating the apocalypse. Contempt for the contempt. What? Contempt, yeah.
Contempt.
Jesus, our new Emperor Cody enforces the law regarding Tom so well, even though Tom himself has died. We here at Radio Free Brooklyn and the Apocalypse have lost so many of our comrades.
Andrew, have you ever listened to a podcast that is not the Apocalypse?
I swear, no.
Have you ever been like, I just want to go home and fuck someone rather than come and be on the Apocalypse?
I mean, I'm here tonight.
Ah, that is
he has done it! He has!
I sense guilt in his voice. Cody, Emperor, please read his sentence and then we shall prepare for the firing squad.
I mean,
for these very serious crimes that have obviously been levied upon your head, beyond the shadow of a reasonable doubt, we're gonna have to go ahead and put you in front of a firing squad. And where they will shoot you until you are dead.
They're gonna kill Andrew!
I mean, alright. Guys.
Wait!
Guys, can I.
So many Asadis, Salome dead, and in Canada, JBL dead and filled with vegan food. Who else is dead? No one is here. Where the fuck is Joanna? Dead!
Contempt!
All right. Can I make a final statement?
Yeah,
sure, go ahead. Yeah, what you got to say?
Cody,
final words.
I have no idea who the fuck you are, but. Guys, I'm just so glad that I've gotten to be here for so long.
No, it's been wonderful.
Thank you. I feel like I've known you for so long,
aside from the whole
I'm just so proud that I get to give my life to the Apocalypse, to Tom,
Jesus.
To Dead Tom.
Good job, boys.
Oh, good job.
There'll be an extra bump in your paychecks this week.
Wait, guys.
20?
I feel like you need to go back and double check that he's dead. Hang on.
I wasn't all the way dead.
Oh!
I'm dead now.
Yes,
Jesus
remember, it was permanent forever, official death. We must make sure he dead.
Okay, guys, just one more bullet, and I'm gone. Just one more.
25 more bullets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I think he's good. I think that's it, guys.
Woo! God!
24 hours earlier.
Wow, guys, that was so brutal. The way that Andrew was killed on last episode.
So brutal.
I can't believe you did that to me.
I
deserved it, but come on. Like,
listen.
It's nice to see you again, though.
I've given you so much.
Look, if we really wanted to kill you...
You murdered me so many times last week. That hurt. It hurt my feelings.
The joy of Halloween.
And your body, probably, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, we're sorry that we killed you. The sun wasn't going to rise, brother.
I know, right? But like...
There was going to be no sun.
But
can
I'm
you
a
even
person.
Imagine that?
No.
Look, we had to sacrifice you. Fortunately, someone else fell and slipped and was impaled on their dick.
Ooh.
That night,
that does.
It was just a random person, and then the sun came back because obviously the only way to bring the sun back is to impale someone on their dick until they die.
Human sacrifice tradition since the dawn of time, literal dawn of time of the sun.
And there would have been no dawn at all.
The Tom of time.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how it was before the sun? Like when people just lived in complete darkness, and like it was always cold all the time.
I mean, it's like that in Norway, like half the year,
right? Because they don't stab people in the dick enough.
That's true. Then
the first man, like the first caveman that discovered fire, and then there was another caveman that was like, fuck that shit.
I bet the drop of suicide rates went so down after the discovery of the fire.
Why?
Because people had warmth and like some sunlight. Darkness isn't so good for mental health if it's all you see.
I actually think the sun is very bad for mental health. I hate the fucking sun. Which is why I wish that we never brought it here in the first place. But now our environment is dependent on it. And there's like species that are dependent on it. We need it for fucking food and shit.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it, but we can't live without it.
We can't.
What the
it's
fuck?
It's dangerous.
And
it can give you cancer.
Only way to make the fucking sunrise
is to kill someone and then fucking shoot them in the dick.
Who are we killing this episode?
Well, I don't know. We'll kill someone, but we killed Andrew last week, but we forgot to shoot him in the dick. And if there hadn't just been a...
You shot me even so many times.
We shot you everywhere. It's unimaginable to me that if I was going to shoot somebody, I would not aim for the dick. Because normally, you know, I aim directly for the dick.
You might have a magic dick.
I guess that this time I just didn't, you know?
There's a protective orb around there.
Yeah.
That was actually my doing. I knew you would be back, and there might be a trial of contempt. I do have some psychic abilities, so you're welcome for your dick orb.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're alive, is the point. Plot hole closed. Happy? Good. All right, Cody, you're still Emperor. Tom's still dead. Tulume, you with us?
Hey,
you with,
Cody.
You with us there, Space Cadet?
I'm here.
Did
you bottom? I know you tried to ruin my life, but I still appreciate the fact that you've come back.
God!
Me?
Andrew, yes. You're so nice. How can you be so forgiving after a man shot you 11 times and then didn't shoot you in the dick?
11?
Oh, it's like 32 plus 11.
Exactly.
Yeah,
wait,
so
we didn't shoot
him
in the dick?
He shot you 43 times. No, we forgot to shoot him in the dick. That's why he's alive. Yeah.
We fucked up.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad now.
But we're still going to have to kill someone so that the sun comes up.
Yeah, we don't need to be sad now because I can make up for it now.
Exactly.
Can you lean into the mic a little bit more, please? And if a random man had not died and been impaled on his penis, the sun would not have risen, and we would be trapped in eternal darkness. So the next time you're not going to give money to the Apocalypse and to Radio Free Brooklyn, why don't you fucking think about that? How would you like your children growing up in just impenetrable darkness? They're like, oh,
impenetrable,
daddy.
Impenetrable, that means it cannot be penetrated.
That means that you can't
put... And Salome is back as well. That was just a lie that she was dead, and I apologize for it.
I'm still alive. I was buried alive. Oh, and then I had to scratch at the coffin to get out.
You were buried alive the Vampire. Canadian way. She was buried in fucking
and
maple
snow.
Leaves and maple syrup.
And
that's
snow.
How they kill you. That's how they fucking punish people in Canada, is they slather them up with maple syrup.
And then cover them in snow.
Yeah, they're
would
like,
stick to you and you'd be so cold.
Double murder?
Whoa.
Slather him up in maple syrup and then roll him around in leaves? They're like, Grand Theft Auto. Slather him up!
Pelt him with two knees.
Yeah. And if you're really fucking bad, then it's hockey.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they just make you drive the Zamboni.
Yeah.
This little known fact that Canada's most famous serial killer, Carla Homolka, you know?
Uh-huh. Was a Zamboni driver?
Of course.
No, but she is now. That's her punishment. They're like, you killed a bunch of people and you videotaped
it. In Canada?
Yeah.
I love that.
They're like, forever. Every time there's a match at hockey, you're going to come out and you're going to fucking drive this Zamboni around in a circle to smooth out the ice for no reason, because the ice is already smooth, right? Like, am I fucking nuts?
She's on that Zamboni pony, huh?
Yeah, just rocking that Zamboni pony all the way to hell.
You know? But it vibrates.
Little known fact.
She gets off on it. Continue.
When Canadians that are evil go to hell, they go there on a Zamboni.
Explaining to our birthday girl here why I'm not focusing.
She's in a partner investigation. I totally understand.
Cool.
Involving things.
Yeah. So in Canada, if you're evil and you're going to go to hell, they bring you to hell on a Zamboni. It's weird. You know what I mean? You'd think that maybe, like, I don't know, like they would.
It'd be
like on a horse. They'd throw you in a horse with like some Canadian mountains.
Like a horse skeleton.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. But it's just
you
all.
You get boned.
It's all, you get boneyed all the way to fucking hell.
And they give you a nice, comfy hockey suit to wear that's all flame-proof, right? Flame retardant.
No, speaking of road, things that are...
The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and it is very smooth.
Why don't you say that again, leaning into the mic while saying it?
It's paved with very good intentions and is very smooth from all the Zambonis. From all the Zamboni ponies. Are they skeleton Zambonis, maybe?
Maybe, Cody! Maybe.
Is that like Churon drives the Zamboni?
I don't know what that is, but listen, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse.
On Radio Free
Brooklyn. Yeah, on Radio Free Brooklyn. And to be fair, the Apocalypse is great. Radio Free Brooklyn, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
We deal with them, but...
Yeah, like, I mean, we don't have our own studio. So, this is it, you know? So we have to be attached to this sick, evil thing, you know?
Perverted.
Excuse me?
Evil and perverted.
Sick, right?
Deranged.
Deranged.
That's a good word
yes.
for you.
If there's any word to describe, what would you call a man that would ask a friend to feed his cat for a week and a half, and then the day he gets back tells him that his time slot has been taken by another show?
Depraved.
A sick fucking
deranged
pervert.
And a sick. Okay, guys, we're getting. My name's Pat. I'm the host of the podcast. Andrew, my co-host, say something. Okay, Sophie St. Thomas, my other co-host. Hey.
I am Sophie St. Thomas. I am a sexual health reporter. That's all I gotta say. Today's my birthday. I'm wearing all red.
Happy birthday. She looks amazing.
Thank you. It's because I got a nose job.
No, you look amazing. You looked amazing before. You look amazing now.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
Happy birthday, Sophie.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
Okay. Soulmate.
Yes.
What are you?
I don't know. I guess I'm a dreamer. I'm a smoker. I'm a toker. What is that?
I'm a smoker. I'm a joker. I'm a midnight toker.
That's right.
Get your loving on the run.
Get my loving on the run.
Hey,
baby.
If you want to talk about your loving or the run, please do it near the mic. Thank you. That's just especially those two subjects really trigger me when people don't speak. When people speak about loving and being on the run and it's not near a microphone,
it's just a waste.
It reminds me of my grandfather who never loved my mom.
I love your mom.
And he was always on the run.
This is the snaky man.
He was always beating me with a microphone.
With a microphone?
Yep.
That's gotta hurt.
I know. And only at midnight for some reason. So it's just multiple reasons have meant that that song is just not good for me to listen to.
And my grandfather was a cancer, and it's kind of ironic considering how he died.
Was a cancer? An actual cancer cell?
He infected someone else's body.
He was a cancer, the sign. And it's ironic considering how he died, being eaten by a giant crab.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of
ironic.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
But you know what the most ironic thing was? Is that, you remember your cousin at the funeral for your grandfather who died ironically? How Alanis Morissette just rolled up with a submachine gun and just pumped him full of lead the way we tried to kill Andrew last week?
Yeah. And she was looking for a knife and she kept getting a fork. I think that was something.
Thank God for our irony-proof submarine.
That's true. We've smelted. Oh, yeah. As opposed to just melting, right? It's like MILF. And Smilf. Smilf, apparently, I'm told, stands for single mom that I'd like to fuck. I don't know. Apparently, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, and there's melting.
What about polyamorous?
Hang on. Neither. And there's smelting. And last time when we were attacked by Squid, we said that our ship was irony proof, you know?
I just melted it.
I forgot to smelt it.
No, I think I put my tentacles in your eyballs that night.
Yep, it was all like that.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, right? What the hell?
Yeah, he who smelt the delta.
And listen, if you guys have noticed a visible increase in how good the Apocalypse is, right?
Oh,
and how bad the world is.
Wait, it's visible?
I would say that it's visible.
There's some evidence that I've been collecting.
Oh, that the evidence is visible.
It's visible as...
And it's mounting.
As my junk is when I answer the door for the UPS guy, you know?
It's mounting.
And I'm like, that was for free.
Patrick, may I have a sip of the holy water?
The water, yeah. I thought you meant the whiskey for a second, and I was like, no! Alright, listen. Guys, we got some shit to talk about. Because we here at the Apocalypse are our family, except for some of us who aren't paying attention, but most of us are
our
family.
Dude, I'm having an emergency.
Hang on.
Participating!
No, you're not. Okay. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse. We have a lot of... we're family here at the Apocalypse. You know what I mean? Like, we here at the Apocalypse, like... Andrew, you were born because I fucked your mom, and then you came out of her vagina because my seed mixed with her egg. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. So we're family. Sophie.
Yes.
We are an incestual bunch.
I banged your mom also, and then you're also my child. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Right. And Soulmate porked my uncle, and that's how I was born. So it's like.
How does that even work?
I don't know. It just does, you know, because we're all just such a tight, thick family. You know. We're thick as thieves, and we're tight as fuck. So don't fuck with my family, you know? Because you guys are like my children, you know? Literally because I had sex with your mothers and impregnated them, and figuratively because of how I feel, you know? I didn't say that. I never explained that. Really? No. Well, I said that you porked my uncle and then I was born.
Okay, all right.
God, can we please get our fucking story straight? We're journalists. What the hell? God. All right. Well, listen. We here are family. So as a family, we have to discuss. Like, the only way that we can cure the sick disease at the core of the Apocalypse is definitely to kill Tom Penny. Let's be real. But the other thing that we can do to help cure the sick disease at the core of the Apocalypse is to have a discussion as a family, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we gotta talk about
family meeting.
Oh, family time.
Yeah,
yay!
Hugs.
Can we play Sorry?
Yes.
No.
Totally.
Where whoever
red.
Loses nope. dies.
Oh my God, I'm dying right now.
I'm looking at you, Cody.
There's a man who's done some pretty bad things lately. Oh God, Sophie, I don't even know how to get into it.
Well, Andrew, there's some charts that Andrew's gonna read, and then unfortunately, it's still a mystery, but there may be another case of contempt within the Apocalypse.
Jesus, can you imagine?
So we did both a census and an audit
sin.
Of the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Listeners, we know who you are. We know what you've done. We also know who hasn't listened to the Apocalypse. Those who haven't, they're the people that murder innocent.
No, hang on. Whoa. You've already fucked up the bit. Let's back the fuck train up. Sophie, why don't you intro this shit? Andrew, you can help after, all right? Okay, go.
As you know, contempt is a serious offense on the Apocalypse because we're just a family. We're a family. We love each other. We show up for one another, you know?
Yeah. We show up.
So contempt is a very serious crime, punishable by death, with a direct shot to the penis, and no protective orb will be provided. Anyways, a cast member, you may know him, he goes by many names, perhaps for mysterious reasons, JBR.
JBR? That notorious wretch?
That notorious fuckhead pervert rat shit.
Has been absent enough that an investigation has been opened into possible causes.
He's the Dana Rohrabacher of the Apocalypse.
It may be contempt.
There's possible contempt.
We have a
special prosecutor, and her name is Sophie. Prosecute.
I actually almost went to law school. I did great on the LSATs. Okay, but I'm going to prosecute, but should I have my...
Yes, turn that light on, please.
Should I have
light my... boy, make light.
What's a legal term? Andrew, do you want to present some of those charts? If the handwriting is too difficult, I will take care of it. But we're going to present the charts.
Sophie, you're going to have to present the case against
present
him.
Present the case first.
Yeah, and then Andrew is going to explain to us some of the data that we've learned about our listeners, our so-called friends.
Okay.
The people who are supposed to support us. Okay, Sophie, take it the fuck away.
Let's go. Here's a smiley face, and it represents JBR's love for his friends.
Sophie is pointing out a smiley face on the lower left-hand corner of the page.
The Apocalypse and never dips.
On this timeline, JBR used to always show up for the Apocalypse and never dip. Sorry.
However, after implanting some surveillance devices.
Where on him did you put them?
In his home. In his butt.
They were wrecked.
Yes, they were wrecked implants. We came to learn that he actually may.
And also, by the way, when we learned, we came.
We came.
Just to be clear,
we came
to learn,
JBR
but we also came as...
out, basically. He wonders if he's actually here due to his obsession with Tom Tinney's dick. So this leads to an identity crisis.
Can you please describe the page as you...
The identity crisis shows JBR's face in shock.
Being like, why?
Why? And we have a portrait here of a giant throbbing cock. It's quite girthy. There's
and
some
the
hairy
cock
balls.
Is the girthy cock with the hairy balls is clearly labeled as belonging to one Thomas Tenney.
And there's an asshole pictured as well. That's what that little star is there.
Wow, what a good detail.
Yeah. So
you know, normally they don't leave the asshole in the picture, but you added that, so we appreciate it.
So JBR is gasping, being like, I think I just love my friends and family, but why can't I get this image of the throbbing cock out? Like, what are my motivations. Like, who the fuck am I? So he
What is life, even?
So he does, not understandably, I'm going to be very empathetic here, what we all would do, what we all do in identity crisis, he turns to drugs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, no shade, but he took a little too acid and couldn't quite handle it, so he wonders, am I Jesus? And the LSD said yes. So
LSD is funky like that. You know, sometimes it always tell you that,
yes.
Yeah, it tells me I'm Vishnu.
Yes, yeah.
So, Jesus, Vishnu. We're gonna,
Do you remember the secret AA meeting of the government officials?
Yeah, I remember that. Guys, by the way, we're gonna have to do the AA bit in a bit, but
okay. So JPR is like, well, I'm fucking Jesus. I better show up at this AA, you know, 12-step Christian group.
And he's like, my dad JPR used to nail me. What? Excuse me?
That's who's in that? JBR said.
JBR said.
So we have photographs of JBR believing he's Jesus, dressed up in a full Jesus costume, the white Christian incorrect incarnation of Jesus, stepping into a church for government secret officials who have AA.
It's a special AA for people that do secret.
Alcoholics because of all the fucked up shit they've done to the government.
Black Ops Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay, while he was there, the other people, they're like, oh, dude, yeah, you're totally fucking Jesus. So he decides to give in to his delusions, and he believes he must cleanse the world of sinners. However, do you know the squid that always on this show?
Somehow squid always penetrate our irony-proof hull.
It turns out that, unfortunately, heaven and hell may actually exist, and they can go in between the two. So, JBR meets a squid in heaven after killing himself because of his continuous homosexual urges for Tom Tinney's cock. There he is dead. He hung himself.
Jesus. Of all the ways that Johnny B-Roll went out, I figured that he'd hang himself.
So, our evidence is showing that he is with a squid. We know he's with a squid. And this leaves us with a few options. And I need all the crew here on this irony-proof submarine to help solve the mystery.
Please.
Why? How could JBR do this?
I mean, guys.
Please, may I read the options, please? He could either. Is JBR.
JBR's not here, by the way.
He's not
which
here.
Which is how this investigation was launched.
Is he a potato? Is JBR dead?
Yeah. Is JBR a potato?
Is this
I don't know, right? Maybe he's a sack of potatoes. Like a potato can't move. A sack of potatoes can't move. So if I was a sack of potatoes, I'd just be like, I can't make
this. Has JBR been skipping out? Is that what
he's been skipping out of the podcast a lot? And he says, he's like, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just skipping out.
He skipped on Halloween. He skipped on my birthday.
Oh, man.
Why would I want to come revel in Halloween and enjoyment with my friends, you know?
Like,
it's not like they've been there for me throughout the worst.
I was getting the flu and he didn't come because of my flu germs.
Yeah, because he's
classic potato behavior.
Guys, can we say it? I don't want to be the one to say it, but
did you just take it off the air for that?
Yeah.
He's a what?
Okay, you guys, hold on. Me and JBR actually had a great phone call that night, and he explained that it was nothing personal and that he just did a lot of work. So it could be.
That's what Trump is probably doing with Robert Mueller.
It could be.
Because he's guilty as fuck. All right, thank you, please.
So maybe this is all just a joke, and he's just really busy making me a bunch of birthday cupcakes.
Oh, like a funny joke. Like, I was only pretending that I couldn't make it to your show and that I was a bad friend and a shitty person,
I'm
right?
I'm just late, and here are some red velvet cupcakes for you. Happy 30th birthday.
I want red velvet cupcakes.
Is that so nice of him?
They're going to be here soon.
I haven't eaten yet. I have a bag of food here that I snatched on the way out to see
also hungry, and Johnny B-Roll isn't a pervert fuck bad friend, right? He's just making us cupcakes.
So hopefully that.
Oh, that's so thank God. You know what I mean?
Or he is a squid. He's a squid now.
Okay. Sorry. Continue with your flowchart, please.
That's it. Now we got to figure out what happened based on that evidence I just presented. There's some.
Jesus Christ. What?
There's some charts. Andrew?
Yes.
Can you read this?
We have some data about the apocalypse listeners, about the fucking idiotic sheep that listen to our show.
Sheep?
Yeah.
Disgusting animal.
Oh, guys, wait. Let me do an impression of someone that listens to the apocalypse. I'm a dumb fucking
sheep. Get your shit together, people. You guys are embarrassing.
I don't question anything. I just accept everything that's told to me without questioning in the slightest.
What makes you think that we are in any way entertaining?
No, I think we're the fucking best show in the world. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't listen to anyone else's
fucking
stupid
show. This isn't entertainment. This is truth.
This is truth. As we said in the beginning song. Come on, can we please move along?
All right.
Guys, some data about our quote-unquote listeners. Go.
Well, This chart in particular describes...
Please describe the chart visually so that our listeners can imagine.
We have multiple graphs showing those...
Multiple forms of graphs. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's fair. Please. That do not listen to our show. There's a Venn diagram of those who do not.
Okay, hang on. No. Back it up. Read the top part last. Okay? There's a Venn diagram describing what? Now go.
There's a Venn diagram. People... who murder innocent people...
is one of the circles.
Yes. The other circle is people who hurt the innocent.
And betwixt the circles, there's an intersection. What does it say in the intersection, Andrew?
Are those that both hurt and murder
the innocent. And what does the caption above the entire Venn diagram say?
People who do not listen to the Apocalypse.
Bastards.
How surprising.
Sick.
It's bastards. Not surprising at all.
No.
It seems rather typical that some type of sick fuck that wouldn't listen to the Apocalypse would want to murder and hurt innocent people or do both. Wow. So much data we've collected. Please move on.
We
to the next
also data have
point.
Statistics on STDs. And as you will see, there is a gradual increase that ends at a quite large number. That is not identified.
It's big, though.
It's huge.
I think it's 100.
It might be bigger.
I mean, 100 million.
Yes.
Don't you dare say it.
Then what?
Then what? Yeah.
Then Tom Tinney's.
And what?
No. Whoa. No. Holy shit. Fuck, man. It is dangerous work being here. Ooh, boy. Ooh. You almost fucking slipped up in a way that really hurt us. Continue, please. Read the chart. Sophie, read one of the charts.
The STD rise corresponds with time spent not listening to the Apocalypse.
Oh, look at that.
So by sitting there just not listening.
Yeah, by sitting there like a fucking asshole not listening, you're exposing your cock or your vagina to all kinds of weird
gonorrhea,
shit. So be careful.
Treatment resistance gonorrhea spreads.
What if while you're sitting there you're wearing a condom?
It doesn't matter. This is like herpes. It can,
osmosis.
Skin to contact. Yeah.
Sorry. Herpes is like the spy in a wrist.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like
I can just slip right on. Yeah. You get it. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Then we have a pie chart.
Not risk. Stratego.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Sorry.
A pie chart. I'm gonna go ahead and say the title first.
Pie.
Let's see. Okay. We have a big section here devoted to Catholics.
Mm-hmm. No. Describe it. It's a circle. And has slices of different sizes taken out of it.
Maybe like the cake that JBR is just making me right now.
Yeah,
for my
instead of being a bad person
birthday,
that is right. ditching
instead
his friends, right?
Of not being here.
Ditching his own co-host on a birthday is not something that he would do. He's a nice man. He's a good man. He's a talented guy.
So can we just call
no
it a cake?
No good, nice, talented.
Which
Sorry.
Really hurt my feelings today, by the way, everybody listening.
What was it?
I haven't eaten any cake.
God,
oh man.
We had two desserts. Cake. I'm lying. But, Chloe took me to the nice
cake. Okay, JBR is not ditching us. He's just making
he's
you
just
a nice
making
cake.
The cake.
He's a guy who gives a fuck about his friends. You
well,
know what I mean?
It's funny you mentioned JBR again because, okay, we have the Catholics, we have JBR, we have sick fucking perverts, we have Tom Tinney Schlong, and then
these are all slices,
and then we have warlords, and these are people who don't listen to the Apocalypse.
Wow, typical, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, in honor of Sophie's birthday, can we just say that that was a cake chart, not a pie chart? That was a cake chart.
Oh, regular listener.
You had a cake
you
chart.
He is?
I think so.
That his cock is a regular listener?
I guess that was...
No, because we've threatened, we've made death threats against him. He'd be aware of them if he listened.
That's probably why he listens to them. That's why he relegated our spot. So maybe our data... Salome is an excellent journalist, and she's pointing out that some data here may be incorrect. So we should fact... So maybe he's just making the cake.
Of course he's just making the cake. He's not a bad guy. You know what I mean? He's a good guy. I've always... When everyone was like, hey, I got a feeling like that's the type of guy that would turn on his friends by not showing up with a lame excuse, I've always said, no, of course, you're fucking nuts if you accuse him of that. You know what I mean? Like, he's a reliable person. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, asshole?
Is there any evidence that he's dead?
Sure, there's tons of evidence. He's not
Lots
here.
Lots of evidence.
He would only not come here if he was dying or if there was some type of emergency that would have resulted in someone else dying, you know? Like, JBR would... Guys, can I just say I'm really good at the hand signals? In case if you guys could only see what goes on at the Apocalypse, it's just me fucking operating like 10 DJs at once. Like I'm a fucking squid with just all those arms dealing with all those different problems. Anyway, sorry, yeah.
Octocast.
Octocast. octopi. Who could eat all those pies? Eight pies. Anyways, so yeah, where were we?
I would love fucking eight pies. Maybe eight, that's what Jay Bear is doing.
But
right
yeah,
now.
He wouldn't, of course. He, I mean, like, every time people would accuse him of being someone that would theoretically or potentially fuck you over by not showing up at your show at all, I've always been like, no!
Never!
He's a good guy!
Not that guy.
Never. He wouldn't do that! You know, why are you. Would. What not the fuck, guy. Man?
And also, I feel like we would have heard if he was dead. You know, like, he's such an important figure to our community, to our family, like...
Yeah, to our community radio, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pillar of the community.
Well, you know what's interesting is what happened to Tom Tenney's brother?
What's
that? All pillar, no filler.
They turned him to a pillar. You know? Like, there was a house that was crumbling.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, this house is gonna fucking crumble. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what kind of pillar we put in here. The house is just fucked. And they're like, we need a pillar that has so much strength that it'll hold up everything no matter what comes. And they said, what pillar could do that? What pillar could be so sturdy that it would hold up this house no matter what became of the outside of the house? Like, what the fuck? You know? And then they said, there's a man in Brooklyn who's such a sturdy pillar of the community.
They should call him.
Mm-hmm, that he has his own community radio station. Imagine that. He's such a pillar. Such a sturdy, steadfast, hard pillar of the community that he has his own fucking radio station. So they went out and they're like, we probably can't kidnap the man himself and turn him into a pillar because then people will become suspicious. But if he has any blood relatives, we can fucking snag them and turn them into a pillar. A sturdy, tender pillar to keep our home up. You know? But
they should use as pets.
Johnny B-Roll is such a nice guy, you know? He would never fuck us over or not show up or, like, come up with a lame excuse for not showing up, right? So if we take it away, prosecute, please.
So evidence that he's a squid. Those squid are fucking evil and sneaky.
Could he be slippery.
Could he be, like, slipping around, making a grand plan against... Could we be dealing with more than contempt charges? Could there be conspiracy charges against the Apocalypse?
I certainly hope not.
But if he was the squid, that would make sense.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Sophie. Sophie's a quarter squid, by the way.
Yes, I'm... Yes.
It's how she talks to them.
She knows.
It's like how I'm half French.
Sometimes I'm evil and I just give into it, but on most days I'm you know, on top of my shit, on top of my meds, and I'm here on
Soulmate's the... Soulmate's an Arab.
Can we say squid, Sophie? Is that?
Yeah.
Are we being culturally sensitive?
No. What's the correct?
I think the offensive term is squee, no?
What's offensive is when anyone uses a plural of my dear cousin, the octopussies,
Billy
such
the
as
squid?
Octopus or octopi.
You know what else is offensive?
What?
When they just assume that you're just full of fucking ink all the time. You know what I mean? Like every
like
time.
Raring to go with the ink.
Right, like, whenever people, whenever,
hey,
like...
Can you eat right now?
Calamari, you know, giant fucking squid? Like,
you know when
I could fuck you up.
Do you know when you're making love to someone and they're like, thank you for ejaculating so much?
Oh,
you know
yes,
what I, mean?
Yeah. I do know
yeah.
that,
yeah.
actually. It's
quite yeah. Right, so, like, that's how squid feel about it, you know? And it just, it's not like, I can't make love to all of you, you know? And, like... That's how squid must feel all the time. You know, it's like
they're like,
squid.
I want to give my warm cum into all of these orifices,
Ink
these freeze. Eyeballs and assholes.
Squid don't have time to teach porpoises how to make love.
They don't. But dolphins have great.
They
sex.
Have nothing. Yeah, dolphins
yeah,
have no.
They got,
dolphins.
Yeah.
If dolphins are good at two things, it's going
and fucking.
Yeah,
totally.
They are great at both of those things.
Most
they are so good.
One
someone
of
in
the other.
Yeah. They're very good at it. Dolphins are so good at porking. It's unbelievable.
They're also rapists.
Yeah, they are
rapists.
They're the pigs of the sea.
And some rapists.
But kind, I mean...
Sea pork.
The good kind, no?
No,
there's no good kind of rapists.
The chicken rapists. How does that work?
No, they're...
the adorable rapists of the sea? No, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
The adorable rapists of the sea. Soulmate, can I quote you on that?
Okay, so I'm gonna have. So I'm taking control. Gravel.
Okay.
Gavel. Excuse me.
Gravel.
So potato dead, cupcakes squid. I need I need some votes here.
What were those?
Please. What has become of Johnny B-Roll? Is he a potato? Is he dead, or has he become squid?
Do this. Yeah, is he a potato? Is he dead?
Do you remember
is he making cupcakes, or is he a squid?
Guys, remember Robert Oppenheimer?
Yeah, sure.
The guy that
death.
invented the... Right, no. He said, fuck, I'm a potato now.
Yeah.
After the atomic bomb went off and he was like, fuck me. French fries it is. You know? And
fries for me.
I am become pork.
It's
the destroyer
fries.
Of potatoes.
Potatoes.
Okay.
Alright, how should we do this voting order? Should I just go in a circle?
Yep, let's do it. What has become of JPR? Soulmate, no one can hear what you're saying. You have to speak into the mic.
Soulmate, what do you believe has become of JPR? Is he a potato? Is he dead? Is he making us cupcakes? Or is he a squid?
I can only assume he's making us cupcakes because he's a good friend and not a bad person. Go.
I think a lot of evidence is pointing in the direction of squidness. Oh.
Yeah, I second that squidness. I've been a strong proponent of the squid conspiracy from day one. I smelled his ink.
Wait. He has ink?
Whoa. He gave me a little wink and ink, and
he gave you the inky winky? Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Followed quickly by a stinky pinky.
Oh!
Sophie, you know all about the inky winky. It's when someone is trying to fucking hunt you, and you spray ink, and you flee.
Oh, the stinky... God damn.
The stinky
There's just, like, no way to make that...
The inky winky. Get it straight, people, for fuck's sake. You're a journalist! What the fuck?
He's been a little squirmy lately. Like, I feel like he could slither through walls and... dimensions and apartments, and he might even be like attached to the ceiling right now. Oh fuck, then we have to do the conspiracy charges,
guys.
You know,
this sucks, but we're gonna have to kill him when he gets back here.
Okay.
You know it.
All right,
so let's just go through the charges so that we're comfortable with
Andrew,
it when we have to do it.
Andrew, what is
oh no, we'll kill him.
What is your verdict?
We'll be there when we kill him.
I understand the argument for the squid,
and Tom, also, we're coming for you, fuck.
But I saw him move back his hair, and there was all these little eyes. These little sprouting eyes.
What else from was sprout his... eyes?
What else?
Jesus.
I mean,
God, what's
squid eye? Have tentacles, but they were just
they
so
do!
Stubby. They were so stubby.
They were like little tentaclets.
They're tentaclets, exactly. I couldn't tell. I feel like he might be... a quarter potato, a quarter squid, and I don't know.
We're dealing with fucking hybrids now on top of all the other shit that we have to deal
creatures.
With.
Hybrid creatures.
Just this
God,
slow moving.
Jesus, no, please, why?
The stubby little waving. Like
I didn't wake up wanting to deal with that. I just wanted to deal with the normal hellscape that is Earth now. You know, I just wanted to deal with ISIS and
Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump, yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't want to deal with squid. I didn't deal with one, like... Things are laying eggs in me now on top of everything else that I have to deal with.
They're
what the
laying
fuck?
Eggs in your
dog. It's like a fucking platypus.
I can feel them swimming around between my balls. I know.
And
I've known
it
all along.
Sketchy shit.
I bet
they're
you a squid potato hybrid would be delicious.
A masqueration.
I would eat that.
I would eat
Guys,
a squid potato hybrid.
That's... He must be killed.
It is my I have not cast my vote yet, and I am a quarter squid, and I have to be honest with you. I've been having some disturbing nightmares that I just wrote off as dreams, but now I'm wondering if that my squid powers... Yeah, or if I'm not in squid world, but, you know, he's Johnny B-roll. He's great with cameras. He's great on the mic, but, you know, squid have more limbs than humans do. And I've been having these visions of him getting a little greedy and using all his squid arms to do everything at once and getting a little hedonistic with it and being like, I think I like this squid life. I vote squid.
Guys, I think he's a fucking potato. That's only a potato would just fucking lay there when all their friends are having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
See, I think I'm leaning more towards the hybrid.
I had a Star Wars Mr. Potato Head once called Darth Tater. It was a real product. Let's move on.
If he's a potato, can we eat him?
I guess, yeah. I guess, but you'll have to kill him first.
Just butter and lemon juice, that's all it takes.
Ooh.
Oh, like the way that you would eat pork. Or fucking, or lobster. A lobster. Yes, guys.
A lobster baked potato.
He's a goddamn crustacean.
He would be delicious, right?
He's so delicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be delicious.
It makes a
guys,
garlic butter. Oh, yeah.
Let's eat lemons. It's settled.
Lemons do not
we're going to eat Johnny B-Roll. We're going to kill him, and then we're going to roast him on a fucking fire. Then we're going to eat his flesh.
What if?
He's a potato squid, and we all get to eat him.
Oh, delicious potato squid.
Beautiful.
What if we make him into potato squid cupcakes for irony's sake?
Oh, shit.
Savory cupcakes.
Not in the sun.
Savory cupcakes.
Yeah,
no.
Cupcakes.
Kind of like a cornbread cupcake, but way
with little chunks of Johnny B-Roll.
You could sell that shit.
We could let his body be chopped up by one of those corn picking things that goes out into the cornfields to pick corn. And then it would just slice them up into tiny little pieces. And there'd be Johnny B-Roll's pulp all over the fucking corn. And then it would be turned into delicious corn cakes. And then we would eat them.
Yeah.
Reckon. Amen.
Amen. Such as those who are held in contempt. Oh,
amen.
Geez. God, what a sick fucking pervert bastard.
Yeah.
But there's no way. It must be against his will. There's no way that he would do something so twisted and sick.
Where?
Was that a fart?
Where do we get those? Where do we get those cupcakes now, man? That sounds so delicious.
Admit it.
My God,
I think I heard a fart.
Did someone fart?
Was it?
I didn't fart. I would tell you.
I would have been so happy if I heard a fart. But I guess
I've we could play. Can we play back the tape? Before,
let's play back the tape.
No, we don't have time.
Let's reverse engineer
guys,
this.
What's the time?
Play back. Reverse.
Listen,
it.
I think that when Johnny B-Roll comes back, we should fucking ambush him. Right? Don't you agree?
How so? Elaborate on this plan.
We'll just... When his Uber comes here?
Uber comes?
No, when he steps out of it?
Uh-huh.
Salome?
Yeah?
You'll take the MP5.
And?
And you'll hold the driver at gunpoint. Okay. Cody?
I don't like this plan.
No, it's a good plan. Cody, you'll take the shotgun. Okay.
I'm getting in next to the driver.
Why am I the trigger man?
No, you're not the trigger man. You don't have to kill anyone if they don't act up. You just have to hold.
Stand guard. Okay.
Yep.
I can do that.
Cody?
Yeah.
You're the trigger man.
I'm the trigger man.
Yeah, you're going to have to kill Johnny B-Roll. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I've proved my loyalty. I don't need to prove shit. This is a perfect opportunity, right?
Yeah, Cody. You murder someone with your own two hands.
This is a man that you put 32 bullets in, giving you advice. Listen to him.
I should be the bigger man. Be the trigger man. Bigger man would be the trigger man.
Listen, Johnny B-Roll was a friend once, but if there's anyone that I want to fucking kill him for the things that he's done, it's you.
Yeah, I don't have suffer from the same emotional attachment that you do.
He won't expect it.
You're a perfect trigger man.
Perfect trigger man. I have no feelings, and I'm completely void of emotion.
Listen, guys.
Iceman.
Oh,
I am the Iceman.
The ice. But you know who else was an Iceman?
But also steel.
The nice man.
Nice man.
Vanilla Ice also was. Listen, we have some more charts to read.
Steel.
Lights, please. Vanilla Lights.
I think we're out of charts.
No, we still have lots of charts.
Lots of charts.
Yeah.
I don't see any more.
Yes, we absolutely do have charts. We didn't do the charts bit. Please read the rest of them.
You want
a piece of my chart?
All right, Andrew. Turn on the lights, please. Hand me the chart.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know that Joey Lawrence is doing Shakespeare in the Park now? He's like,
which one is Joey Lawrence?
Never was a tale of such. Whoa. Than that of Juliet and her Romeo.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Wow.
It's very good, Salome.
Whoa.
It's
terrible.
You liar.
Have you seen it?
What do you mean?
Do you think JBR will come to my birthday party on Friday?
Nope. I think that he'll come up with a lame excuse.
Or will you come? I invite you on Facebook, but I
all right, listen.
See, I never go on.
It's at Talon Bar in Brooklyn, and there's going to be a.
We go there all the time. Guys.
A goth pot. Oh my God, I'm so stoned. A goth post-punk dance party upstairs, and then downstairs they have a secret speakeasy, and there's going to be like rituals, and some of my pro-doms are going to do
things. Oh my God, I'm there.
None of this has been read. Read it.
I'm there. Wait, what time?
Oh,
where,
that's true.
Talent?
Friday, like come, like
oh, March.
Guys,
10 to 4.
We have minutes left to read the charges against that fuck.
Evidence of contempt. I'll text you too. Evidence and bring anyone. I want it like sweaty orgy bodies
fuck
dancing.
Yeah.
So bring, yeah.
Okay,
evidence.
I'm sure I have some candidates.
Evidence of contempt against Jonathan. Birmingham, roll. Oh, holy shit. Okay, so these are some line graphs. Is that the correct terminology? Okay. We have missed episodes by JBR and the number of snuff films made, and holy shit,
it's a graph. There's an X and a Y.
That number is extremely large.
X is the number of absences.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think that there's a direct correlation between the absences from JBR and the number of snuff films.
Number of times Donald Trump has touched himself while taking a shit and felt happy for it.
Missteps by JBR.
Sophie, what is the Y graph? What is the Y axis of that graph?
Identical.
Could you describe it?
Snuff films.
It is the direct correlation, an increase of Donald Trump masturbating while pooping and enjoying
the log and flog.
As the missed episodes by JBR increase.
Yo, he's going to be so angry about this episode. Mention, I can't wait. He's going to be so pissed.
We did mention incomplete data. I do wonder how many times Donald Trump has masturbated and didn't enjoy it while shitting.
Yeah, what's our metric?
My report is telling me there's an increase. Okay, and this one...
I abstain from this conversation. I'm trying to be impacted.
This one, I made this one. I was really high earlier. Now I'm like, this is fucked up. I can't even read on
air.
Yo,
Sophie, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you double check that the fucking hall is irony proof?
No, I was about to get into the peaceful release of those in prisons for nonviolent drug crimes for cannabis while others make money for it, and a number of episodes that JBR has missed, but then I just got so sad I had to start talking. What about the irony proof ship?
You're sure that it's irony proof that Alanis Morissette is not going to slip in here and fucking try and put stuff in our butt?
Patch.
What?
That was no
irony free patch.
Oh, God!
Is that Atlantis Morissette?
Jesus Christ, no.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like her.
That sounded like a fucking squid to me.
Oh, my God. No, it sounds like Alanis Morissette.
Wait. Oh. Fuck me, that's definitely a squid.
Oh, God.
It's like rain on my wedding day.
Jesus Christ, listen. We're still listening to the sonar. They haven't breached the hall.
I am squid.
Sophie, Hello. You speak squid.
Hello.
Sophie speaks. I speak a little French. Sophie speaks lots of squid.
Hello, squid. This is Sophie from the Apocalypse. What's up?
I know the secret about your friend JBR.
What do you mean?
One of you guessed correctly. I want to see you fight. Who do you think guessed correctly?
I don't know. I guess. You guys.
Whoa!
I think we have to make a decision here.
Guys.
Wait, we have to make a decision.
Wait, that wasn't... There was nothing ominous about that, was there?
No.
Listen, guys, if you hear anything ominous, please tell me, all right? I don't know. That seemed pretty...
Hey, Squid, we already figured out...
Fuck, that seems pretty innocuous to me.
Squid, and he's delicious.
Guys... I really hope that we're not attacked by any squid.
Oh my God.
When you ate him, I impregnated my seeds in you, and now you are about to birth squids, and I will take over your ship with our spawn, me and JBR. Johnny
Wait,
Piro.
Does that seem unsettling to you for any reason?
No.
Oh, okay, good. It doesn't seem unsettling to me either.
I don't know, guys. This squid's freaking me out a little bit.
I don't know. I think he's a friendly one.
Oh, shit. It's not a friendly... Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
No.
It's a tail squid.
Oh, God. It's the bad kind of squid. It's the kind of squid that kills you.
Stubby little legs.
So many tentacles.
Oh, no. Johnny B-Roll still loved us and had shown up with the cupcakes instead of fucking off like a sick bastard fuckhead. Oh, oh.